It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Heat wave, ladies and gentlemen, heat wave. So hot today, Lindsay Lohan checked herself into a Jamba Juice.
Wow!
Instead of sunblock, they're recommending A1 sauce. Really, it's that hot.
Thanks, Dave.
David.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to play You're the Mimic here at 877-365-3636. Tomorrow, our brand new movie reviewer, guy we like a lot, Joe McLeod.
Yay. McLeod?
He'll be here with all the details on your weekend movie action.
I got confused. I thought his name was Joe Colombo.
Joe Colombo. McLeod.
McLeod.
He'll be here to talk movies. And, you know, Rob, the summer movie season is heating up, you know.
Well, you know what we like to call the 4th of July weekend? Big Willie Day.
Big Willie Day.
Oh, for Will Smith.
That's wonderful. Yes, very exciting. Yes. What's the movie, the action adventure? He's Hancock. The reluctant Hancock.
Hancock.
Mm-hmm. He is Hancock.
That's right.
The reluctant hero.
It's on all the TV shows.
Listen, later on today on the show, we're going to be giving away a $50 gift certificate to Keystone Fireworks. Now a WJFK Superstation deal. Get a $50. Beth Ann?
Without.
I have to bring her in just
come
for
here,
a moment.
Meredith.
Need a clarification, perhaps?
Get a $50 gift card for just $25.
Let's bring in our own little firecracker.
This would be get a $50 gift card for just $25.
Let me see it.
So half off, then.
Beth and dyslexia.
Beth and dyslexia.
Get at.
Oh, yeah, get a.
Get at $50. But I'm excited about the price.
Me too.
Yes.
And what's not to like?
Get at $50 gift card for just $25. Check them all out at WJFK.com. Keystone Fireworks. Very excited. Can we have the, play the You're the Mimic music? Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, a very special moment for me on the show.
It sure is.
You know, I've made my living, some might say, doing a few of these little impersonations throughout my career. Mm-hmm. Some have said they're fabulous. Some have said they're crap. But everybody has enjoyed me trying.
That's right.
At least that's what I've heard. And now, your chance to try, because for years I've been dealing with some of these crappy phone calls. But that doesn't mean I'm not rooting for each and every one of our contestants.
No. Quite the contrary, I'm sure.
$100 on the line, 877-365-3636. We have people from Reno, Idaho, Aldi, Virginia, Sterling, Herndon, Rono, wherever the hell that is. What is Rono? What is Rono?
I'm going to guess Reno.
Could it be a mistyped
yes,
Reno?
Yes, probably. Rockville and the Beltway. Let's get right to it, shall we, boys?
Yes, I think we should.
$100 on the line. Of course, we will pick several finalists, and then we will all vote as to who we think is the number one person on
You're the Mimic.
Our first contestant is a lady. I'm very excited about this. Let's go to Gina in Reno.
It's a lady.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Gina. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Gina, have you been wowing your friends and family members with impersonations your entire life?
Since I was a wee one and began to talk.
All right. Have you ever done it on any professional level at all?
Bars.
Bars.
Not stage, but I can grab a crowd.
Close enough. Really? So like you'll be sitting in the corner of a bar and they'll be so good that you'll have people gather around?
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like you're a performer.
Speaking of firecrackers.
Jambone, actually.
All right. Very good. Gina, who will you be impersonating for us today?
Ralph Wiggum from The Simpsons.
Ralph Wiggum from The Simpsons. Is there anything we can do to help you, or do you just want us to say go for it?
Just say go for it.
Gina and her impersonation of Ralph Wiggum from The Simpsons. Get ready for hilarity.
Here we go.
My teacher says if I keep my finger out of my nose, it wouldn't bleed so much.
Let's see what happens with that. We're going to go over and see what we think. Hello, judges. Judges?
Anybody?
Anyone?
Aw.
Gina, I'm not sure whether we're getting a thumbs up for the finals for you, but I love the effort.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
May I ask her to take one more run at it? I'd like to hear it just one more time.
Mr. Burbank, panelist number three, has actually asked you to take another run. Stop it, Crickets.
Durwood Elston.
Damn, they're loud.
Durwood Elston would like you to do one more run as Ralph Wiggum from The Simpsons. This is the little boy that always
police chief's son
gets in trouble with Bart.
Okay.
Here we go.
My doctor says if I kept my finger out of my nose, it wouldn't bleed so much.
No.
I'm terribly sorry, Gina.
That's all right.
You will not be going to the finals, but thank you for playing You're the Mimic.
You're welcome.
You are the Mimic. You know what I love, Mike?
What is that, Rob?
When you do an impression, it doesn't sound like your voice.
Ah, very good. Okay, Rob. Now, there's no need for naked cruelty here.
I'm giving you a compliment.
I appreciate the compliment. Are you ready for our next You're the Mimic contestant?
Is it time?
Let's go to Chris in Idaho. Chris.
Hey,
hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Okay, Chris.
Hi.
Chris, the way it works normally is I say hi and you say hi, not at the same time we're talking. How's it going, Chris?
Hi, I'm doing fine. How are you guys today?
Okay, what kind of phone are you on? You on one of those speaker phones?
No, I'm not, actually. I just turned off my speaker phone.
Okay, you're on a cord. You're on a cell phone right now?
Yes, sir.
All right. Chris from Idaho, I'll ask the same question I asked Gina. Have you, wowed your friends with these impersonations for most of your life?
I have. I have, actually. I perform every Friday night in my basement.
Oh, that's good. See, I like that answer. That's good. Now, here's one I've been hit and miss on myself, but you'd like to try Stevie Wonder.
Yes. In addition, though, I would like to, I'm not sure if I can pop your impressions, but I'd like to add some Bill Clinton at the end.
You mean you'd like me to do Bill Clinton, or you'd like to do Bill Clinton?
I would like to do both Stevie Wonder and Bill Clinton.
All right, you will be doing... And Chris, I'm hearing just a hint of an accent. What accent is that? Are you from a foreign country, my friend?
From the Philippines, actually.
From the Philippines? Oh, I think of that guy with the Elvis cup.
Oh, Ren Elvis.
Ren Elvis was from the Philippines, or as I call it, the seat of talent in the world.
That's I believe Stevie Wonder is also from the Philippines.
He was a young Filipino before he was discovered
don't know
by
that.
Barry Gordy.
Discovered by Bill Clinton.
Yes. All right, let's hear your Stevie Wonder. Is it going to be a singing impression or a speaking impression?
It would be a combination of both.
Oh, very good.
That's the best.
All right, ladies, do you need any setup for this, or are we just going to say 1, 2, 3, go?
Just say 1, 2, 3, go, and I'll be ready.
Ladies and gentlemen from Idaho, Filipino Chris will now be doing his impersonation of Stevie Wonder.
Barack Obama, love you, boo.
Let's check with the judges again over here in the corner. Anybody from the right? From the left? Buzz does not seem to be raising his hand right now. I'm terribly sorry.
No.
Because of that, we will not be allowing the Bill Clinton, unless you give us just a little taste, because I'd like to hear it. A little Bill Clinton, Chris.
All right. Barack Obama.
I'm terribly sorry. See, the first rule of impersonations, follow instructions.
Take it seriously.
Chris, thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate the participation.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Bye now. Let's go to Adam in Aldi, Virginia. Adam, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Mike?
Adam, we're looking for a finalist. You know, that's all we're looking for right now. What are you going to do for us today?
I can do Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
Mr. Burns from The Simpsons, a classic, one that I've done. A lot of fun to do. Rob is raising his hand.
When did you first know you could nail this impression?
Ever since I've been watching The Simpsons, I've always been able to do Mr. Burns.
Cool.
I don't know.
Cool. All right. Very good. Well, without further ado... This is Adam. He's from Aldi, Virginia. Let's wow us, Adam, with Mr. Burns.
But that's impossible. Zoo Troy here is America's apple pie.
So take a look around the room again. We're trying here today. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the crickets again. You know what that means, Adam?
Yes, sir.
You won't be a finalist. But you know what? It takes a lot of courage to get up here and do things you know people will make fun of.
Hey, there's no one better than you, Mike.
That's not true. I think Frank Caliendo is fantastic.
But I think he meant all around.
Then I accept that. Thanks so much.
We're rounding up an awful lot of good kids for Mike's impressionist camp, however.
Yes.
And breakfast bar.
All right. Well, Darren, now you've exposed the whole promotional idea behind this
you're
campaign.
You're recruiting.
Didn't realize.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. We'll be out once again at Nissan Pavilion in the morning.
That's
7 a.m. till 10 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Everybody gets a cold breakfast. That's a cereal and, drink the milk quickly.
You call it continental breakfast.
It's a continental breakfast that everybody enjoys, and then it's right to work with our team of counselors.
Remember back when you used to serve hot breakfast?
It was, times are tough, Rob. It's the economy.
People got hurt.
Yeah, and it was great. Well, the honest answer is that I pilfered it from the restaurant. I just
that sort's dried up.
Certainly hope this business doesn't fail.
Now you're stealing it from Hampton Inn.
Let's go to Megan. Well, they didn't want those Rice Krispies anyway.
Day old Danish.
Megan.
Yes?
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Megan, have you heard your competition?
I have.
I think we're looking for a finalist. We really are. We're waiting for somebody to wow us. And you're
no pressure,
and,
though.
And you're driving as you're going to be doing this impersonation.
Yeah, I'm on my way to Vermont, actually.
Oh, are you on vacation?
My cousin's getting married this weekend. So
wonderful. Kind of. You're in a good mood. You're very starting nice. Out going up for a big party weekend. Are you going to be in the wedding party?
Yeah, I'm the maid of honor.
Oh, good for you.
Nice. All right.
Well, maybe you're getting a little loopy already. It's a long drive to Vermont. What better way to start than with your impersonation? And here it is, Marissa Tomei.
Or as Joe spelled it, Marissa Torme.
Marissa
Torme. I need to clarify, I have to do a little bit of censoring because she's a big cursor.
Oh, she's a big cursor. Okay, but she won an Academy Award for her performance in My Cousin Vinny.
That's
now,
right.
Megan, we're all set. Let's hear your Marissa Tomei. I like the obscure ones. Go ahead.
Imagine you're a deer. You're prancing along. You got thirsty. You saw a little book.
Megan, hold on. I'm gonna interrupt you because I think you might be on the right track here. Uh-huh. I need you to pull the phone away from your mouth a little bit so we can hear it a little better. All right, start again, Megan. Go ahead.
Okay. Imagine you're a deer. You're prancing along. You got the
censor yourself.
See,
sorry,
unfortunately, Megan let the F word go. Mm-hmm. I like that. Megan, I liked that. I did. It was hard. I heard through the bad cell phone and the fact that you're driving.
The accent was there.
It wasn't too bad. You did a pretty nice job.
But remember when you said you're going to have to censor yourself?
I know. I got
where exactly did you...
Sorry.
Where exactly did you set the bar?
You didn't censor yourself. Let's go around the room. Finalist, Rob, what do you think?
I'm afraid not due to the circumstances.
That's a note from Rob. Buzz Burbank, what do you think?
Not thick enough.
I'm sorry. That's 2 out of 3 already. And I liked you, but unfortunately it was hard to hear, Megan, okay?
I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Have a great time at your wedding this weekend.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes.
Try again sometime with a better phone, maybe.
She let the F word fly,
yes,
just
she
like
did.
She was in the movies.
She was good at it,
she'll
though.
She'll be on IMIS tomorrow morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to You're the Mimic. Let's get Kevin on from Herndon, Virginia. Rob turns the music up. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
Oh, just doing a little radio show, filling 4 hours. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well. Doing very well.
What impersonation will you be doing for us today, Kevin?
Well, I got a little Sean Connery for you, but I know you're a local guy, so the cast guy, Craig Laughlin's also pretty funny.
Ooh,
no one really
boy,
does
that. That's tough. I know, and you know, that's kind of a local one. Let's hear the Sean Connery first, okay, Kevin?
All right, that's fine.
All right, very good. This is Kevin from Herndon, Virginia, and we're still looking for our first finalist.
Yes.
Kevin will be doing Sean Connery for us today.
Hi, hello there, Mike. So happy to be on your show this afternoon. It's too bad, you know, all these players here, they're not very good.
Nice to hear from you, Sean. How are you doing today? I just like this.
It's been a while.
Yes, it's been a while. How's the golf game, Sean?
Oh, it's a wicked left there. Every shot I got straight in the woods.
Yeah, about that. Okay, now this is the first one that falls in the category of so bad it's good. I like this. Hey, Sean, I have to ask you something. Can you get your friend Craig Laughlin to come on the phone, please?
Yeah, my local friend now. We play a lot of ice hockey there.
Yeah, let's
a lot of
this will save it.
This is it. Yeah. Get Craig Laughlin on the phone.
Gee, how you going there, Mike? I'm so sick of watching the NBA playoffs there. I just want to watch the guys ski around on the pond there.
I like it. I'm sorry. I am giving you. We're going around. Rob, do you think a finalist?
I give him thumbs up based on an obscure impression. I love
just
an obscure
the fact
impression.
That it was something about his delivery. It worked for me. Buzz, what do you think?
Great characterization.
That's, three thumbs up. We're going to keep you on hold, okay, Kevin?
All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
You are a finalist. The Craig Laughlin is local. For those of you around the rest of the country, when Craig gets that network gig, you'll be able to hear who he was talking about.
He was on the second episode of this show.
Let's go to Barney in Reno, Nevada. Another Reno representing today.
Attaboy, Reno.
Well represented. How are you guys?
We're doing great, Barney.
Great show.
Barney, I'll ask the question I asked at the very beginning. Do you do this for your friends and all that kind of stuff?
I have no friends, and I just do it because I miss the guy.
Good okay, Barney will be doing a classic impersonation for you youngsters in the listening audience. This was a very famous movie star from days gone by.
Sure.
Barney will be doing Cary Grant for us today. So, Barney, without further ado, we're running short on time here. Let's hear your Cary Grant.
My goodness, it sure is good to be on your show. You know, I just haven't had any time to make any more movies, and I thought maybe I'd just give you guys a call.
Let's go around the room.
I lost out on that one, didn't I?
Let's go around the room. Rob Spivak, what do you say?
It's not even a good Tony Curtis.
All right, Buzz Burbank, what's your vote there?
No.
No. Oh, and I got to say the same thing. No from me, too. But, you know, Barney, it's playing the game that counts. Thanks for your effort.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
The defeated part. Everybody doing this, it takes a lot of balls to come in and do this. All right, here's one I'm not all that enthused about. Sam from Rockville. Sam?
Hey, Mike.
Here's another one. Here's another cell phone that's been soaking in the toilet overnight. We're very excited about that.
Run her back.
Sam, are you on a cell phone?
Yes, I am. I apologize.
Sam, all right, do me a favor. I'm going to try to help you out here. Can you pull the cell phone away from your mouth a little bit?
How's that?
Further.
About the same.
Further? How's that?
Oh, it's not
just
working.
Just a bad phone, I think.
Sam, who are you going to be impersonating for us today?
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog. All right.
Yeah.
Rob is already giving you. You have a vote for Mr. Spiewak already.
I already vote no.
So let's hear your Kermit the Frog, Sam.
Hi, Hulk. Kermit the Frog here, reporting for Sesame Street News. I'm here talking with Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. First of all, I might say, Mike O'Mara, that I love your show in the new format. Everything seems so wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam. Let's go. We've already gotten Rob's vote. That was a negative.
I stand by it.
Buzz Burbank.
Not bad. Not a finalist.
Sam, I'm sorry. Got to agree. Love Kermit, but it's not going to work this time. Thank you very much.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
Good sports,
Thank
everybody.
You very much. Not everybody. Now, here's a very obscure impersonation. Now, this is the one, really, when I saw this. This guy's been waiting a long time. Henry, you're calling from the Beltway?
Yes, I'm off the Beltway now because I can't drive and think at the same time.
Okay, but that's a good cell phone you have here.
Henry, that's not good.
Henry is going to be doing a very obscure one for us. This country music performer, Randy Travis.
Well, actually, I could do a Randy Travis, and I could do a Sean Connery or The Last of the Dragons.
That's good.
And I could do Kermit, but I actually wanted to make a brief tribute to George Carlin, Back from Heaven.
Okay.
I had more to share, and I'm only partly dead, which means I'm partly alive. Now, Americans love their sports, but their sports are so different. For example, in football, they have the gridiron. In baseball, they play in the park. In football, they wear a helmet. In baseball, they wear a cap. In football, they use the blitz.
All right, Henry.
Wow.
Henry, can I hear more Randy Travis, please?
Hi, this is Randy Travis. I'm going to be appearing at the Nissan Pavilion.
I'm confused. I say
too.
No.
That's a no from Rob. Buzz
I'll
Burbank.
Say no.
No to the final. Sorry, Henry, a lot of material there, but it just didn't wow the judges. I'm terribly sorry.
George Carlin doesn't do it for you, then.
No, because it didn't sound anything like George Carlin.
It faded.
The
quickly.
Material was there, but Henry, thank you very much for playing the game. Let's go through it. We're going through around here. I want to get at least a couple more decent finalists here.
Sure.
Kurt from Maryland. Kurt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you all doing?
Kurt, here's one that's... Kurt, are you on a speakerphone?
No, I am on a headset, and I can switch.
Yes, please
do.
Switch.
Please
Jesus,
do.
Don't use a headset. God.
How does that sound? Much better?
That's much better. 1,000%
Kurt,
better.
You're out there among the struggling young impressionists. Is the talent out there, Kurt?
Not so far.
Incidentally, we like to refer to them, Rob, as the Mimicarati. The Mimicarati. Hello, Kurt.
Forgive me.
Who are you going to be doing for us today?
Going to be doing Arnold.
Oh, a lot of people do Arnold. Let's hear Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is Kurt from Maryland. Kurt, go.
Hey, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm talking to you from the Michael Mara Show. Duh.
Thank you very much, Rob Spiewak.
Nay.
No, Buzz Burbank.
I've heard too many better. Sorry.
No, sorry, Kurt. Not good enough. See you later. Thanks a lot. Let's go through once again. Mike from California. He wants to do Arnold. I'm sorry. Timing is everything. Hate to lose you that quickly, Mike. Let's go to Dave in Sacramento. Dave, you got some Sly Stallone for us.
Dave's not
I
here.
I sure do.
All right,
by the way, Mike.
Yes.
I just want to say it's been a long time. I saw you when you and Don came out here to Sacramento about 13 years ago.
Oh, my God. I remember that like
remember
it was
Dave?
Yesterday. Yes, I remember Dave from the front row.
I actually did an Austin Powers impersonation. It was Halloween. And I asked you, do I make you horny, baby? Do I?
Okay.
And you said I did. But anyways, I'm going to do a Sly Stallone. This is from First Blood. I was going to do something from Rambo, but all I could get from Rambo was,
go home.
That's quite a setup. This is Dave from Sacramento. Rob, you have something to add?
Yeah, I want to welcome everybody to Self-Important Tuesday.
Very good, Dave. Let us hear your Sylvester Stallone. We are running short on time.
All right. Troutman says, it's over, Johnny. No, nothing is over. Nothing's over. You didn't ask me. I asked you. And what did I do? You want me to win. But somebody will let us win. I come back in the world, and I see all these McAtee protesting me. Spit on me and call me baby killer.
Dave, I wish we had more time. We're going to go through the judges right now. Rob, what do you think of Dave Sylvester Stallone?
Bagel.
Buzz Burbank.
Ooh, I'll pass.
I got to give a no, too. Dave, thanks so much for the call. Wish we could hear more about your life. Let's go to Michael in Maryland. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Mike?
We're looking for just one more finalist. So far, it's Kevin. I don't want to give this thing away to Kevin because
no,
I think there's got to be somebody better. Are you going to be doing for us today, Michael?
I can either do Yoda or my daughter's gastroenterologist.
I would like to hear your daughter's gastroenterologist.
Yeah, I think Yoda would be a little bit better. It would be a little bit more relevant.
Now, are you on one of those headsets or a speakerphone?
I'm on a headset.
No, the headsets don't work.
Who do you think you are, Britney Spears?
The headsets don't work.
I'm off the headset.
All right, very good. Let us hear your Yoda, Michael. Go ahead.
Yes, sorry I was to be on the headset. Yes, show is good. Very good.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry. We're not going to waste time voting here. Trying to get through these as much as I can. Ross in Nebraska. Hello, Ross. Who are you going to be impersonating for us?
Well, I can do one of two. I can do Matt Foley, the motivational speaker, or the drunkest Irishman.
Matt Foley. I'd love to give it to Matt Foley. If you do a credible Matt Foley, you could win $100. Go.
Wow. I'm going to do my best.
All right.
My name is Matt Foley. I am a motivational speaker, and I do live in a van down by the river. Robbie, there are times that I wish you could just shut your big yammer.
Rob Spiewak, what do you think?
He really gave it all he had, but it just fell short. No.
You know what? I liked it. I thought it was good.
It's the phone. It's tough over the phone. I just can't bring myself to do that. I am terribly sorry.
Thanks, guys. Love the show.
All right. Thank you, Ross. Thank you very much. We got time for two more, and then we got to move on. Let's go to John. John, you're next. Who are you going to be doing for us today?
Beavis from Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis from Beavis and Butthead. Okay.
Timely.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
I am Cornholio. Are you threatening me? I need to be for my bunghole. Bunghole.
Thanks so much. We appreciate the call. Let's go to Blake in Woodbridge.
Blake,
who are you going to be doing today?
Well, I would like to do my Hannibal Lecter or my Morgan Freeman.
Oh, boy. What is? Are you breathing? Are you breathing heavily? Is that what it is, Blake?
No, I'm outside. Let me actually step inside for a moment.
Kind of difficult with the with the phones. All right, and it's Woodbridge, and it is windy here. Yeah. What do you want?
I'd like to hear Morgan Freeman.
Let's hear some Morgan Freeman. Now I'm getting flustered.
Don't be.
Go ahead, Blake.
Mr. O'Mara, I would like to say that it is quite an honor to be on your show. I have to say, ever since I was a little boy,
that is brilliant.
I found my voice.
That is brilliant. That is the best I've heard so far.
That must also be the same voice you use for Hannibal Lecter.
I didn't realize that Morgan Freeman was British.
He is.
I did not know that. Buzz, what do you say to young Blake here?
I'd like to hear the Hannibal Lecter.
Let's hear the Hannibal Lecter now, Blake.
You know what you look like to me with your good bag and your cheap shoes? You look like a rube, Agent Starling. A wild fuzz, grasping rube for a little taste.
That's actually a lot better.
I agree.
But unfortunately, he led with the Morgan Freeman. Blake, I'm terribly sorry.
All right.
Thanks so much. Thank you very much.
Life is so unfair.
Well, let's go back to Kevin from Herndon. A lot of people, we're going to have to come back and do this again sometime because we are out of time, which means that Kevin...
Yes.
Kevin, who did you do? It's so long ago, I completely forgot.
I remember.
Who was it, Rob?
Craig Lachlan.
I had Sean Connery and Craig Lachlan.
All right, you know what? It's a local obscure one, and I know this is unfair to the rest of the country. Let's go out with little Craig Lachlan again. Go ahead there, Kevin.
Thanks again there, Mike. You know, I was just talking about the Capitals. They're my favorite team. I live, eat, sleep, and breathe Capitals.
Thank you. It's pathetic that we're giving you the money, but you know what? We don't have time to stay anymore. $100 for you on You're the Mimic. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, guys.
And thanks to everybody, and now people calling by the thousands to play this game.
Sure.
We will do it again, folks. And believe me, we will raise the bar next time just
Please.
A little bit. A little bit tougher. We got to take a break right now. When we come back, it's Gay Pride. It's our intern, Drew, and it's his tape from Gay Pride Parade up in Baltimore. Beth Ann says it is fantastic.
All right.
I don't know what that means, but we'll have to see when we come back.
We'll find out together.
She said it has the funny.
Sling Blade with gay people on the Mike O'Mara Show when we return.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.